Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be discussing a debate topic, and it's all about protest. Before I start talking about this issue, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I will be using in today's podcast. So let's take a look at a few words. First of all, a verb, to handle. To handle something means to manage or deal with a situation. Next, another verb, and this is important because this is what this whole podcast is about, to insulate. To insulate is to cover and surround something with a material or substance in order to stop heat, sound, or electricity from escaping or entering. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about insulating houses. Next, another verb, to alienate. To alienate means to make someone feel isolated or detached. And finally, we have an adjective, drastic. And this means radical and extreme. So listen out for those words in today's podcast. It's so important that citizens have the right to express their displeasure at the way their government is handling an issue, and with some countries making it extremely difficult or even illegal for people to protest, I realise that in my country, we're lucky. There are protests every day, and one group which has caused quite a big reaction here is Insulate Britain, who have been protesting by blocking major roads. They've been sitting in the middle of the road. Insulate Britain are demanding that the government take the issue of climate change more seriously, asking that homes are insulated across the country. But by blocking the roads, they are at best delaying people and at worst stopping people getting somewhere extremely important. For example, someone in need of medical attention might not be able to get to hospital. The group has accepted that this could be a consequence of their actions, but refused to stop until there's a meaningful response from the government. So, whose side should we be on? And how far should a protest go? Obviously, it would be really annoying or possibly disastrous if you were stuck in traffic while these people were blocking the roads. And it can also be very dangerous for the protesters themselves. And they might be alienating people from the cause. On the other hand, the group argues that the government won't take any action, so their form of protest has to be drastic. And they're not trying to get people on their side anyway. They're trying to get the government to take notice. Throughout history, people have protested in different ways with differing degrees of success. Marches, hunger strikes, even people setting themselves on fire in really extreme cases. In my opinion, there's no simple solution. If you want attention, you have to do something quite dramatic. And this undoubtedly will cause disruption. If it's not dramatic, you won't get much attention. So what do you think? Is there much protest in your country? How far do protesters go? And does it ever work? Okay, so there's something to think about, and hopefully you heard the vocabulary that I mentioned at the beginning. I hope you found that podcast interesting. And if you have any topics like this one that you'd like me to talk about on future podcasts, then I always like hearing your ideas. So you can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.